Some big news this week is that 79-year-old Sydney radio shock jock Alan Jones has announced his retirement from Radio 2GB. Jones hosts a popular breakfast radio program and is a highly paid and influential media personality in Australia. Dennis Muller is a senior research fellow at the Centre for Advancing Journalism at University of Melbourne, and he has written an article in The Conversation this week and joins me now. So we don't get Alan Jones' show here in Perth, but he's still big news every time he does or says anything. He began his radio career in the mid-80s. Can you tell us a bit about him? Who is he and why is he so significant?
Well, he's a man with a very colourful and checkered past. He was a school teacher at the King's School in Sydney. He became the coach of the Wallabies Australian rugby union side. He's been a political speechwriter and advisor. And of course, most famously, he's been a talkback radio broadcast, yes. The first on 2UE in Sydney, and then from 2001 on 2GB. And that's where he's really, really made his name. And John Howard last night on the news was saying that Jones was the most influential radio broadcaster during Howard's time in politics, which spanned a period of 33 years. So that was saying something.
Yes, it is. It's a it's an accolade, it's certainly coming from the next Prime Minister like that. So you write in your article that it's remarkable that his recipe of nostalgia, bullying and reactionary politics all delivered in a ranting, hectoring style in radio broadcasting. Why does this style work, this style of radio, this hectoring?
Well, I think the main reason is that it spoke to a section of society. That is to say, people who are older, lower middle income people, more socially conservative people, to a section of society who were most discomforted by all of the change that has been taking place, not just in Australia, but across the globe, basically for the last 20 years, being basically the opening up of the Australian economy to global competition, the whole process of globalization, which has seen jobs go overseas. These were the people who basically finished up on the economic scrap heap as a result of all that. And then you had all of the fears that were aroused by Islamic terrorism. And of course, Islam is not seen by social conservatives as a trustworthy religion. They worry about it. They worry about fundamentalism. They don't distinguish between Islam, the religion, and terrorism committed in the name of religion. And so they were deeply unsettled. He offered them some certainties in an age of great change. And he was able to articulate the views of these people who were basically silent, small people. He was able to articulate their views in words that resonated with them and which made people in power sit up and take notice. So I really think that was the secret.
Yeah, so it's this pandering to a xenophobia, an unspoken xenophobia.
Yes, that was part of it, certainly. I did quite a lot of research on attitudes to asylum seekers and earlier on to attitudes to Pauline Hanson. And I found the same thing, although the research was about 20 years apart, the same sorts of resentments about disenfranchisement, economic insecurity, people look for scapegoats. Mm. And there were scapegoats ready to hand in Muslims, in Aboriginal people, in Asians, all sorts, all the scapegoats that that Hanson identified were the sort of scapegoats, I think, that Alan Jones's audience also identified. And he spoke to those prejudices.
So he's announced his retirement. Do you think he was, I was reading yesterday that he might have been not so much pushed, but there are reasons behind that so-called retirement. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no question that when the Nine Entertainment Organisation took over Fairfax, which had owned Macquarie Radio, which in turn owned the 2GB station that Jones worked for. When Nine took them over at the end of 2008, they were very concerned about Jones. They, without naming him, they indicated that Macquarie Radio would be run on a much shorter leash, a much tighter rein than it had under its previous owners. And you could understand why, because in 2018, Jones had cost his employers somewhere around $5 million, $3.75 million in damages and the rest in legal costs over an extremely ill-advised attack on a family in Queensland whom he accused of causing the floods that killed 12 people in Grantham. And they sued Jones and 2GB for defamation. They won a huge sum of money. And the other thing was that he had launched this extraordinary attack on Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister. Now, at that time, Jacinda Ardern was a kind of saint. We're talking basically after the Christchurch terrorism attacks. It was like attacking Mother Teresa.
Yes.
And it led to a boycott by about 19 big advertisers, which is reckoned to have cost the company about $12 million. So you can see why Nine Entertainment were anxious to get their hands on 2GB and tighten things up. Now, that would have meant, I think, a good deal of loss of freedom and more accountability internally for Jones. And I think that that's certainly played into this decision of his now to retire.
Yeah, I suppose he got too expensive for his bosses.
Yes. I mean, he attracts ratings, and of course that attracts big advertising dollars. But if a great chunk of those advertising dollars then get shelled out in defamation actions and advertising boycotts, then, you know, a good business person starts to calculate profit and loss.
Absolutely. It's not a good business decision, is he? So what now for him? I suppose I heard him talking yesterday that he would still have his TV and possibly some social media. What do you think he'll be doing now? How much more influence will he have?
Oh, he'll go on having influence. He'll be on Sky at night. That strange refuge of ranters and ravers from the extreme right. He'll have his slot on there, along with the Rowan Deans and Andrew Bolts of this world. So he will go on attracting an audience, whether, of course, it's the same. It'll probably be an audience of similar demographic characteristics. Whether it's the same individuals, I think, is unlikely, because the Sky at Night is part of the Foxtel subscription television service. And I don't know how many of his radio listeners would also be subscribers to Fox. But he'll be basically preaching the same gospel to, broadly speaking, the same kind of people.
Right. So it's the end of an era for that part of Sydney radio.
Well, there are plenty of other shock jocks up there. Jones was, of course, by far the most famous and the most influential. But there's Ray Hadley, who does the morning program. And now the man who's going to replace Jones in the breakfast slot is Ben Fordham, who also works for 2GB in the afternoons. Whether he's going to quite run things the same way, I doubt, because there's basically one Alan Jones. I think that anyway, 2GB will want to in some way reconfigure the program to make it, I hope, no less profitable, but a good deal safer.
Yeah, less offensive, I'm sure.
Well, perhaps so. We'd have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dennis. I much appreciate your time.
That's a pleasure, Alan. Go well.